Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome each and every one of you all to a special edition of She's On Radio. Tonight we have an awesome, y'all know I can go awesome all day, but the guest tonight is definitely going to blow you away. First, before we get into that, go ahead and introduce our co-host for tonight.
What's going on? Y'all know who this is. This is Teddy calling out of the 757 Portsmouth, Virginia area. What's good, everybody?
All right. Y'all ladies know me, KC. Well, forget all about that. Let's get into the guest. Tonight we have a very special guest. Her name is who? I'm just going to let her introduce herself, man. It's just that powerful. I'm going to let her introduce herself to you all ladies.
It's King Kells, ladies. What's up? I'm on here.
I don't know, King Kells, if you heard that loud noise in the background, but
I heard something. What was that? What was that howling off into the distance?
That was the wife, man. It's crazy over here, man. I think the people want to know exactly who is Kells outside Kells. Like, tell us a little bit about you.
Who's Kells off stage? King Kells off stage is just Kells minus the King part. Basically, I mean, you know, when I'm on stage, you basically get a mixture of what it could be like to be, you know, in the bedroom with me type thing. But it's like, you know, times 10. I mean, you know, I do a lot of drastic things in my show, so it's obvious that I'm not going to, like, pull a pool out in the middle of the bedroom and, you know, do nothing wild like that. When it's intimate time between me and somebody, but yeah, you know, all the extravaganzas that I pull and stunts, you know, it just gives you a little idea what it could be like. So, off stage, you know, you could get a combination of me, depending on, you know, how well you get to know me, on what level you get to know me, things like that. But besides that, I'm pretty laid back. I'm a homebody. I like staying in the house. As much as I have to be in the limelight here and there to do all these shows and all that, I'd much rather, you know, be at home. I like peace and quiet. I like, you know, reading and writing every now and then. I like watching movies. You know, normal life. I like to eat. So, you know, a meal and a movie that my day is made, that's all I need.
All right. So pretty much you're just a normal cat, right?
I'm just a normal, yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it. That's it. Nothing extravagant.
All right. Like that answer. That's a good answer. Now, speaking of the bedroom now. Speaking of the bedroom now, see, I'm going to go ahead and ask you a question that a lot of the ladies are asking me right now to ask you. I'm going to go ahead and ask you. You know, they want to know, what is your favorite position? Y'all,
what's
wow, they want to
what's
be
my favorite cool. position? My favorite position is the one they come hardest in. So what's their favorite position? Whatever position going to make you come the hardest is my favorite position.
Yeah, that. Wipe the drool off your face, ladies. Wipe it off.
Oh, how about that? How about that for answer? Because what my favorite position might not be their favorite position, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
it might look fancy and it might be great for me, but is it hitting that spot? So what's your favorite position? Let's do that.
All right. So what we going to do, we're going to take it live, right? Because I think the ladies want to tell you. So I'm going to let him talk to, you know, area code 347-978. Talk to Kels.
Am I on?
You're on.
Oh, okay. I'm going to bust it out because her voice kind of threw me off a little bit. I'm going to sit up my water. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hello, what's up?
Oh, my God. Hold on. Okay. My brother can tell you. Casey can tell you. I'm your biggest fan.
You're my biggest fan, baby.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Am I going to see you when I come to VA?
Oh, yes, you definitely are, because I'm one of the entertainers that hit you up on Facebook recently.
Oh, really? Oh, so you're dancing yourself?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, cool.
And,
All right.
Lord have mercy. This is first for me, because I am never speechless. I am never at a loss for words, but,
Oh, wow.
Got me all hot and flustered and whatnot. Anyway, but yeah, this is Poison that's performing in She Pride, and I can't wait to see you. Can't wait to meet you. Hopefully, I can sneak your hotel room, you know. But
you coming to give me a private dance? If you coming to give me a private dance, since you a dancer yourself, you know, because I always got to put on the show. Can I get a dance?
Well, of course, you can get a private shooting do whatever you want from me.
Watch out there now.
Oh, she better watch out for me, because I go hard.
Do you?
I really do.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, and as a fellow New Yorker, you know what it is. Yeah,
what's that 347 area code about? Are you from New York?
Of course.
Mm. What part?
I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Of course. Mm. Rap it all day, every day.
All right.
But yeah. So
yeah.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you in August. Definitely.
The countdown begins. You'll see me soon.
Oh yeah, the countdown is definitely beginning for me.
I will see you soon. I'll make sure I'll have a couple ones for you too, since you won't be on the lineup and all that.
Oh, even better.
Aww.
But yeah,
you
gotta
support, you know.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna stay in the line too long, because I just got off work and I'm about to go take that cold shower.
Yeah.
And,
all
right. I need a drink now.
All right, you do that while you lather up. You think about me while you lathering up.
Right. And I definitely will.
All right. You enjoy that.
But I'm gonna text you, and I'm gonna see you in August. I can't wait, and I'm gonna definitely be thinking about while I'm lathering up. I might pass on the shower. No telling.
Lather up. Make sure you lather up in all the good spots. Extra good. Extra circles. Okay.
Mm. All right.
She gonna learn
today.
Yeah, no, she gonna learn. I'm trying to tell you, she gonna learn. I might can teach you a thing or two, baby. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh,
you
God.
Might. I might can teach you a thing or ten though. So we'll see.
We definitely gonna see. Mm.
Oh.
Since you put it that way, okay, I'll put poison back.
Hold on, poison back.
I think that was a challenge, bro.
Yeah.
Challenge right there.
Yeah.
I don't take things like that lightly, so.
What's your sign, though? What's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I gotta say.
What's yours?
That's all I gotta say.
What's your sign?
Aries, the best.
Oh, God, no wonder. I found out that Aries can be the most interesting sex partner you could ever have, and I want to see if that's true.
Mm. Only one way to find out, right?
Yeah, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah. All right.
Let me get off this
dance. All right, Miss Scorpio. Yeah, go take that shower.
Yeah, Aries. Yeah, I'm about to go take that shower. And when you next time you take a shower, you think about me, okay?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Yeah, all right. Well,
yeah.
Let me get up off of here. I'm going to go take a shower.
Have a good night.
I'm dehydrated.
All right, girl. Get your ass right.
All
right,
y'all. Love you, bro.
I love you, too. See, man, told you, just started. I'm scared to click on the next caller, for real. I mean, no.
I know. Jesus.
You know, since we got this trend going on, you know, tell King Kells. All right, 647-208,
talk to him.
Hello?
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 Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello? Kells. It's Ice Lipstick.
I was about to say, this sounds like Slim.
Good night to the host. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
Miss Kells.
You and your nine-main hellos. Hello. Hello.
Anyway, so I finally get through.
You did. What's up, lady?
I'm trying to stop smiling. Okay, anyway, I'm not that shy in public, so I got some questions for you. My first question is, out of all the places that you performed so far, what is your top three favorites?
Sounds like somebody's fishing for a compliment for the city she lives in. That's what it sounds like to me. Is somebody trying to get their horn tooted? Because that's what it sounded like.
Well, first of all, I have Brooklyn tatted on my thigh, and you know that personally.
Yeah, you don't live here right now, though, so don't even.
Anyway.
Whoa.
You live in Toronto right now.
Well,
you're trying to. You're trying to get, you know, Toronto props, and of course they get them all day because that's one of my favorite places. They always show major, major love. Love going there. So Toronto, Houston, of course. That's like my second home. Got plenty of babies out there. Love them to death. And who else? Let me see. Let me rub my chin while I think. Hold on.
Rub something else too.
Oh, Margaret.
Where else? I'm trying to think. That's a tough one. I might have to say VA.
Okay.
They go hard too. I love VA. They definitely show love. They be ready when I come.
They be ready every time.
So VA, Toronto, and Houston. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
My three faves.
My next question is, I want to hear your best experience performing and your worst.
My best experience and my worst. Okay. My best that comes to the top of the dome automatically was my Halloween show that I had out in Houston. That was awesome. That was some of my best work because I really, really, really put my mind to that. I had two shows that weekend, but the first show I had was the best one. I used a fucking zombie doll. I used a skeleton.
Yeah,
I just was going off. I stuck with the theme, and I just, you know, I turned what should be horror into sex. And it all came together beautifully. It was great. That was one of my best shows. Put a whole lot of money into that show to get all of those props and all that, and just to make it like a movie. And it came out great. Like, I put a little clip of it up, but you didn't get to see all of it because I don't like to drop my footage on YouTube and stuff like that. I like, you know, I'd rather people come see the show. It's much better in person. It's much better live. So that was like my best show. That was great. And one of my least favorite shows. I don't really have any least favorite ones. I don't really have any least favorite shows. I try to put my all into every show. So, you know, sometimes, yes, my ideas are broader than others, but there's really no show that I didn't enjoy doing. So I don't really have a least favorite.
Yeah, I still get talked to about my birthday show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a lot of
more good times, good times. Yeah.
So Lovina is on the line with me, and she said to tell you hello.
So Lovina's on the line?
Yeah, but she's you know, so she said to tell you hello, and that we want you back in Toronto, obviously.
What's up, Vina? Why can't I hear her? Why is she not talking?
I don't know.
She's acting like a corn on somebody's toe while she's not speaking.
Okay. No need for the name calling.
She wanted to speak any other time. I'm going to cut it out.
I'm talking right now.
Oh, good job.
Anyway.
Good job. Hello, hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are
you? I figured that would get you on the line. What's up, miss?
Nothing.
You playing? Are you trying to play shy? Really?
Shy? No. After my ass is all over YouTube, I think my shyness has been revoked.
Right?
But anyways, it was as good that we got to get through. We don't want to tie up the line like other people on your other show, you know? It sounds pretty good so far. No, you have good callers coming in, good questions, and I'm interested
in
hearing more people like the girl before who was on the line. You know,
nicely.
That are going to make it entertaining.
Appreciate the courtesy. Y'all are great.
Well,
we will see you next week in New York.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah, I'll see y'all.
With our funny money, making it rain.
Nicely. I'll bring my umbrella.
I'll throw a loony at you.
You'll do what?
I'll throw a loony at you.
A loony? You better not. For those who don't know what a loony is, because I didn't know what it was, Toronto doesn't have, well, Canada, period, right? Y'all don't have dollar bills.
No.
They don't have single dollar bills. They have coins. So, you know, they can't tip with singles because them tipping with a dollar bill is throwing a gold, the coin is gold, right? A gold coin at your head. I don't want that. So, yeah, Canada is a whole other world when it comes to the whole tipping, making it rain type thing. If you want dollars, it's going to be gold coins, and that's not going to really feel nice. So, yeah.
Well, you know, it's lighter now, so it won't hurt as much.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no still, though, probably. No. Nah. Y'all can keep that. Up it to the five. Send those five, then.
Don't worry. I'm going to cover some money for you.
Nicely. All right, I'm going to see y'all soon.
Okay. Good night.
All right, good night.
All right. Thanks for your support. And we are going to go to area code 678. 768, talk to Kale.
You're okay. It's not like anybody knows it's longer.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
But they don't know.
All right.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Did you call to talk to me?
Yes.
It sounded like you was talking to like 10 other people just now.
No, it's my screen in the background.
Oh, okay. So, how you doing?
I'm doing great. We're doing great. We're from Atlanta.
Huh?
We've been on hold trying to talk to you for the longest.
Oh, what's up, Atlanta?
What's
I might
up?
Be seeing y'all soon.
When? We're so ready. Oh, my God.
Finally, right?
Yes. we've been putting aside that check for you to get here.
That's what's up. Can't wait.
Well, we were just calling in to say what's up and to be supportive. That's all. We're not going to try to stay on too long. We have to work in the a.m.
All right, well, I thank y'all for calling in and staying up late for calling.
All right. I was talking about we've been on hold forever. I was like, are they going to pick me up?
Oh. Well, you got through. I appreciate it.
So how soon do you think you'll be in Atlanta?
Well, rumor has it might be for Pride in September, but we'll see. We'll see. That's the word on the street.
Well, the word needs to be true.
It's looking like it might be. So we'll see. But, you know, I don't promote anything until it's definite. When you see me promote it, then you know it's there. When you see me say it, then you know it's for real.
Yeah, we try to be a friend on Facebook, but you got so many friends, we didn't make it.
What, did you try the other page? I got 2 pages.
No, we didn't try the other page.
The other page is wait till you see my strap kills.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Leave us out of that, man.
Well,
okay.
You take some great pictures. Love
you. Thank
you,
thank you.
Baby, why?
Thank you.
Aquaman, she's tired, so she was laid out, but she said hello and what's up.
All right, tell us what's up.
I sure will. And we will try your other page. And like I said, hopefully we'll see you soon. And hopefully y'all see you promoted.
Yes, 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 definitely. All right.
I hope y'all
get some
good
sleep.
Night.
All right.
Yeah, I gotta sleep. I gotta get up at
6. Oh, yeah, lay that head down. Go to bed.
Ow.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Let's go on down to 347-733. Dr. Kev.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hey. This voice sounds familiar. Who is this?
My name is Gotti. You haven't spoken to me before.
Okay, you just sound like somebody.
Oh, okay.
That's a good thing. You got a nice voice. All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on seeing you next month when you come out to Florida.
Oh, okay. So in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, all right, God.
I'll definitely be there. You'll see me.
I'm trying to stop my heart from pounding. Give me a second. Okay. I think you mentioned that you don't want to be with somebody who knows that you dance or something like that.
Hey, I prefer, not that knows that I dance. I prefer, well, the question was, somebody asked me, would I date someone who knew who I was, like as King Kells, or do I prefer somebody who doesn't know who I am and, you know, learns about me on the way? And I said, yeah, I prefer somebody who doesn't know who I am and, you know, what I do like that. Like, who doesn't know I'm in somewhat of a limelight. You know,
okay.
Who just, you know, who ends up finding out about what I do and then supports it thereafter, but not initially knowing what I do. No, I'd rather not.
Okay, so how about someone who has seen you perform, still doesn't really know much, but actually wants to learn or get to know
you? Are you talking about
person.
Yourself?
Yes, I am. I am. Someone who wants to get to know the person on your birth certificate and not King's Kells.
That's what everybody wants to get to know, the person on my birth certificate. But everybody's
no,
not ready to know that person.
But not somebody that's actually, like, intrigued by the whole dancing thing and all of that. That's not what interests them. It's basically just you.
Yeah, that's hard to filter because you don't know.
Okay.
That's what everybody says. So
I
you don't
understand.
Never know. You never know. So it would have to be something that, you know. Now, you know, again, I'm not saying that I'm just against, all the way against somebody who knows who I am. Because, you know, you never know. You might find your soulmate that way. Me being in, you know, doing what I'm doing and all this stuff might end up, you know, with me finding the person I'm meant to be with. I don't know that. But I'm just saying, you know, I prefer it to be someone that doesn't know. But you never know. The person who does know who I am might be, you know, the one or a potential person. So I'm not, like, Xing out all, you know, people that support me and all that stuff. It's just a preference. Because, you know, when people know what you do and all that already, the conversation is always automatically about what you do versus them not knowing what you do and the conversation being about other stuff. You know what I mean?
So
yeah,
that's all.
Understood. So when I see you next month, if I ask to take you out to breakfast, will you go?
Oh yeah, for the food, yes, I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm not gonna turn my nose up and say, well, you know, no, let's do it.
Okay. So I'll make sure that I ask you as you're dancing.
Don't ask me as I'm dancing, like.
I'm gonna spell out IHOP with my fingers.
Don't ask me in mid thrust. Don't ask me.
Okay.
While I'm in mid thrust, if I want to come.
Okay.
You can ask me, you know, after I get off stage and all that, because, you know, I go around and I talk to everyone because I appreciate everybody that comes out and supports. So I want to go around and thank everybody and all that. And, you know, just mingle and conversate. So we'll get to talk.
Okay.
All right. What's your name?
I'll do that.
I can remember you.
Gotti.
Gotti.
Yeah.
All right. That name is memorable. I'll remember that.
My real name is kind of, yeah, so I'd rather say Gotti.
All right. Well, you could tell me your real name if you want when, you know, when I meet
when
you.
When I see you, because I'd like to know your real name, too.
I don't tell my real name unless somebody's booking me a flight or writing me a check.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. The only people that know my real name is my family and my close friends.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah.
Here's my other question. Have you ever denied a booking?
No. Unless I had some type of drama prior with the person, no. There's no reason to. No.
Okay.
I go wherever I'm booked.
Okay.
Wherever.
All right. I'm not going to be selfish. I'm going to let other people talk to you.
Yeah, we'll talk. I'm going to see you soon. I'm going to see you in about, 3 weeks or less?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So I'll see
you. All right, well, you have a good night.
You do the same.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. We're going to go down to 941-623. Tell the kid.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Tails?
What's up? I'm good.
Nothing. Did I say? Oh my God!
Wait
a minute, give me a moment.
Hello.
Lord. Okay, explain me.
Oh my God. Okay. I know that you're coming to Florida.
Yes, I am.
You're coming to Jay's. Yeah. Because I commented to you on Facebook about it.
Yep.
Now, let you know, that club is gonna be extra packed. And like I told you before, when I see you, I'm going to throw my money and run. Okay.
You're going to throw your money and run?
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm going to be like the shortest one in there. Seriously, I'm going to be the shortest one in there. You're not going to see me, trust me. I know, not unless I sit on a chair, a pool table or something. You're just not going to see me. You're not going to see me.
Okay, so you're going to throw your money and you're going to be out.
Hey, that's what
people do. I mean, okay. Now, just know that if it's too much money, I'm coming for you. So be careful.
No. I'm not worried about it because I'm going to get it from the back. I'm going to put it in your, right there where you had your strap piece at. I'm going to put it right there. So you ain't going to
know
where
it's coming from. How you know I'm going to have my strap on, though? Look at you. You ready. How you know the strap is going to be on, though? Would you like me to have my strap on?
Oh, yes, God.
Okay, all right. She said
yes,
God.
God.
All right, I'm going to wear it.
Okay.
Since you're requesting.
Yeah. But I'm not going to, I'm not going to come up, because I'm afraid if you grab me, I'm going to fall out. I'm probably be right by your kneecaps or something. I'm already short, so. But let me see. One question that I have. Oh my God, I'm so excited. My heart is pounding. Really? Okay. This is some BS. Okay. I wanted to ask. Stop laughing at me. I'm trying to be serious here.
Oh,
so happy. Did you do the all thing?
Yeah.
But listen, I want to know, how do you manage being an entertainer and being a mother at the same time? Because, like me, I do music, so I'm always out and about.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, do you go through the same thing that I do as far as, like, being an entertainer and being a mother, too? Like, is it hard, or does she, like, does she support what you do? Does she know? Or
she knows what I do to a certain extent. Like, I don't, like, lay my dicks out and be like, which dick should mommy use this weekend? No. But, but she knows, you know, that I do shows and stuff like that. You know, she's around while I'm doing my mixes and stuff. And, you know, when I just have my music on repeat, when I'm just trying to memorize my mix for my show that weekend, I might be, you know, in the mirror dancing a little bit to it. She'll dance with me. But, you know, I'm home on the weekdays, so she's with me all of those days. It's the weekends, you know, that I'm away. So, you know, during the weekdays, everything goes as scheduled. Time to get up for school. I'm up every morning at 7 a.m. Every morning, 7 a.m. Monday to Friday, every morning. That's the time we got to get up to get ready for school. So, you know, get up, get her ready for school. Make sure her clothes look right, all that, you know, the motherly duties. Same thing. Come home from school, make sure the homework is done. You know, make sure she eats, shower, go over the homework. How was your day at school? Conversations. You know, and then on the weekends, I go handle the ladies. And that's how it goes. Then start all over the next week. So it can be a lot to juggle, but, you know, who's going to do it?
And of course,
you gotta get it done.
My son is up at 5:30 in the morning. Mommy, cereal. I mean, God, really?
Yeah. Yep.
But my son really.
You wish sometimes you could change your name with the mom this and mom that.
What?
Mom, I need $3 for a trip. I'm going on a trip on Thursday. Mom, I need money for after school. Mom, can you sign this permission slip? Mom, I'm having a show. So then I got to make time to go to the show. And, you know, it's a lot.
Oh,
Mom, I need my hair done because I do hair, too. So, you know, I got to juggle that in there, too. So I got to make sure her hair is done once a week or every 2 weeks. So I try to do a style that'll last longer so I ain't got to worry about it. You know, all these little things. And it's like, oh, God. That's why I was on Twitter earlier going off, like, I need an assistant. I don't want to do all this. I got to do everything. But, you know, I'm used to it. That's my life. You know, luckily I have a family that's supportive. So, you know, when I am out of town, you know, she's with my family, you know, my grandmother, younger sister, cousins. So, you know, I'm blessed to have the help. Because not everybody has help. So, you know, but everything is, I got everything covered. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing, though, because the kids are really, really, really important when it comes to this type of thing. Like, they're the biggest supporters. Yeah, but
definitely.
My son, on the other hand, he's going to be a little, well, I can't say this on the radio station. He's going to be a whore. So, No. He has three girlfriends. Valentine's Day, I had to go get three different roses. He's 7 years old
man.
Now. Mine's seven. He's seven. I had to go get three different roses, three different candies, all that. And then he gets to me. He's like, Ma, you know somebody called me a baby daddy in school. I said, wait a minute, hold up.
Hello?
Let me bring out.
Hello?
I'm like, let me bring out a paper and pad right now. Listen, when it comes to this type of thing, don't say no. Your weebie going to fall off. Mommy said your weebie going to fall off. So if you go out there, your weebie going to fall off. So now he tells the girls, he's like, don't call me baby daddy. My mommy said my weebie going to fall off. Yes. So just keep that going.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to tie the line. I will definitely see you, NJ, because I will. Well, I'm not. I was going to do. And I want to say Team Aries, because my birthday
Team Aries,
is April 10th.
Team Aries, all day.
I appreciate you talking to you, whatever. And
no problem.
You guys have a good night, because I can't breathe right now. You guys have a good night, and I love you so much, Kel, and please keep up the good work. Please.
I love you, too. I will see you soon in a few weeks.
I'm
going to
stick the money
there.
Yeah.
Make sure I bring the strap with me, by request. All right.
All right, you guys have a good night.
All right, good night.
You too.
All right.
Aww. got the girls going crazy, man.
Right? Hey, I don't need to go take cold showers.
I know. Got me all hot, for real. I'm like, whoa.
Go take a shower, man.
I love it. That's great.
I know, man. Feels good to talk to the people that love you, right?
I love it. It's amazing. At the end of the day, nobody has to acknowledge you. So for people to just even say hello to me, it's great. You know,
right.
It's a blessing.
That's the truth. So how do you handle all of this attention? Like,
yeah, I don't know. You just do. You just do. I don't know. Maybe if I was like a cocky bastard or something, then, you know, it would get to me and I would be, you know, on some all bitches stage trying to holler and all that. But no, like I said, and this is what I live by, nobody has to acknowledge you. Nobody has to say anything.
Right.
You can't do, I couldn't be who I am if I didn't have all the support that I get, you know. You know, a lot of people, they aren't able to attend shows and stuff like that, but, you know, just getting those hello tweets and those I love you tweets, or, you know, those Facebook posts from people that's just thinking about me, that just take the time out to just hit me up, I think that's all great and amazing. And, you know, it's stuff like that that keeps me motivated and keeps me doing what I do when I'm like, you know what, I think this is it. I don't think I want to do this anymore. I'm going to do something else. And then I'll get, you know, an inspirational message. And it'll be like, this is why you're doing what you're doing. Because, you know, besides the whole dancing thing, I do the YouTube, you know, the vlogging. You know, me and my partner Miami, we do the YouTube videos and all that. So, you know, I get feedback on both ends. So, you know, I come out for these shows and it's like, yeah, I love you as a dancer, but I also love your point of view that you put out on YouTube. So, you know, it's from every angle. So it's great. I love it.
Definitely
amazing.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and hit up 254-624-TALK-TO-KALE.
Hello?
There she goes.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hello, hi.
There she
What's
goes.
Up?
Nothing. About to burn my food laughing at y'all.
What you cooking?
I'm cooking an omelet.
An omelet?
Yeah.
What kind of omelet?
A sausage and peppers.
Sounds like my kind of omelet.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
How's it going?
It's going. It's going. I'm hanging in there. Where are you from?
I'm from Temple, Texas.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So, are you going to be at any of the shows this weekend or no?
Oh, my gosh. I hope. I'm trying.
I mean, I'm saying. I'm going to be in three different spots. I mean, you know, you got to make it to one.
I know. Whenever I was in Houston, I went to all the Houston ones, but I don't know. We're going to see.
Oh, you said you went to all the Houston ones?
Yeah, because I live in Houston for school, but I'm just back home for break.
Okay, but you have been to a show before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. So you in the clear, you good. You ain't got to come.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could come, but you know, the pressure is a little less, you know, since you've been to a show before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You could definitely come, though. Definitely come
okay.
out. I'd appreciate it regardless, but you know.
I'm going to try.
Some people live right where you live and they have never been to a show, so.
I know, all my friends, they've never been.
You know, people be like, oh, you need to come to Temple Hills. Really? Really?
No.
How about you venture out a little bit, 30 minutes, an hour, maybe 2 hours, whatever, you know, however far the distance is, and go to a more, you know, major type city where
yeah,
I'll actually
I've
be able
to come to Temple. No one lives here.
Yeah, like, you know, things like that annoy me a little bit when people say that. Like, they'll name, you know, the smallest town in the universe that probably doesn't even have a gay club.
Well, we're not that small, okay?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just making a point.
Okay.
And they'd be like, you need to come here. Like, really? I was just in your whole entire state. You couldn't come to where I was at? You don't cut it out?
Oh, gosh.
So, you know. But, all right, that's what's up.
I remember when I met you, I was so scared, man.
Were you?
Yeah, I met you when you came to Epic, whenever all that stuff was happening and you had to come back.
Yeah,
I was so scared to talk to you. My friends was pushing me, and I finally said hi.
No need to be scared.
Oh, I was. But I got over it, and I said hi.
Well, good. Good. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
It's okay to say hi. I say hi back, and I smile. And I might ask for a hug, but that's it. I'm not going to, like, turn my nose up and be like, oh, here we go, another one. No.
My friend said when you gave her a hug, you, like, hurt her rib cage.
How much she weighs?
Because you get... She's not small. She's sick.
So how are her
said,
rib cage?
You give aggressive... I don't know, man. She said your hug was aggressive, and she said she felt it the whole night.
Mm-mm. I think she was just emotional. I don't know. I don't think I hugged that tight. I'm not like a grizzly bear or nothing, trying to give bear hugs. No.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just calling to say hi. I got to finish cooking.
Yeah, I hear you scraping that good old pot. That omelet better be bomb.
I am. It is. I'll post a picture on Twitter.
All right, good. Good.
All
right. Do that.
Y'all
add me in it.
Show. I will.
All right,
shout
enjoy
out to
that.
The rest of the show. Keep me laughing.
All right, good night.
All right, bye.
All right. Going to ball it down to 310-251. Talk to Kel.
Oh, my goodness. Damn, that is me. Hello.
Hello.
I don't hear you. Hello.
Hi.
So,
hey.
I'm back again. Yes, it was me asking all the damn questions last time. So, everybody that wanted to be talking all smart, I'm back. I just want to say hi. That's about it.
Hi.
Okay.
Your introduction was great just now. I love that.
I'm gonna be
calm.
I'm gonna be good.
That was great.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
That was a great intro.
Okay, so my question is, have you ever dated any other entertainers?
No.
Oh, she got a white boy song.
Girl, shut up.
Okay.
Hello?
My other question is, have you ever tried to do your own weave?
Have I ever tried?
Yeah, or do you do your own hair?
I do my own, yes.
Oh, shit. I was going to check you. I think I'm going to need you to do mine because I really need to take this one out now. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm going to stop. Hold on.
Go ahead with your question.
Hello?
Tita, you can finish on your questions. I'm on Twitter.
Hello?
Yeah. All right. Let's go down. There you go. 405.
You know what?
318. Exactly.
You know what?
318. Talk to Chaos 405.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's
okay,
up?
Okay. My name is Paris. I'm from Oklahoma City.
Okay. What's up?
How are you?
What's up, Oklahoma City?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm well.
My question is,
I'm well. It's one. You're watching the game, right? Hello?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I guess you can't hear me so well.
So why come you haven't been to Oklahoma City to perform yet?
You got to ask your promoters that. I don't just show up and say I'm here.
I know. Maybe, you know, since everybody else has been here, I'm just surprised you haven't came yet.
Well, I don't know. You got to, you know, talk to the people that throws the parties in your area.
Right.
I can't demand myself. Y'all got to demand me, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
I would love to come, okay. Of course. There's no place that I wouldn't go.
I've seen you, it's been a few years ago, but I do have a good view of you, so.
Okay.
Hopefully, okay, see, I can get a good look at you.
You said you need to get a good look at me?
Yes. I mean, like, you know, you can see the pictures and shit, but it's really not the same as seeing somebody in person, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I'm not going to hold you up. That's all I wanted. It was nice talking to you.
You too. We'll see what you can do. Talk to your promoters and tell your friends to talk to them too. Because it has to be more than one person, obviously. That makes a demand.
Of course.
You know, y'all set up a little rally and boycott and everything else. And, you know, and eventually, I'll be there.
Oh, man. Boycotts and rallies.
That's it.
Rally. I mean, we get live in Oklahoma, believe it or not. But
well,
hopefully I'll see you. Year's over. You guys have a nice
day. You too.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
I said boycott.
Oh. But. Y'all be acting up, Kale. Get me acting up.
I know.
Go ahead,
tell the
thing,
man. I know you
want to
say something. Go ahead.
Say what? I'm just tripping off all the ladies just calling in. They just all need to go sit down and take cold showers. That's all I'm doing. Take a night.
The cold showers, scrambling eggs, and boycott for King Kate.
Nice. Get that done,
man.
Okay?
Exactly, yeah. Man. You know, so I'm going to go ahead and hit up area code 224-220. Talk to Kev.
Well, damn, it's about time.
Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, can y'all hear me? I can hear y'all.
Yeah. We heard you loud and clear when you got on
okay.
And said, damn, it's about time.
I know, because I've been on hold for like 50 minutes, and that's a very long time to be on hold.
I mean, you're not the only one calling, though, baby.
Nobody else matters but me. I'm sorry. I'm going to give
you I hear that. How?
Right, what's up,
right.
Though?
So, hey, how you doing, Kels? I guess I should finally meet you.
What's up?
So, hey, how you doing? How's your night going so far?
So far, so good. You know, I'm getting to talk to all of y'all, you know, calling in for me.
Okay.
So, good.
Thanks,
good.
For the people for having you on. I want to thank them for, you know, the opportunity. Anyways, I need for you to make a blog, okay? I'm in a situation, right? Listen, I don't know if
hold
you
on,
make
hold
blogs.
Hold on, let's back up. What's your background? You have some Hispanic in you?
Oh my goodness, do I sound like I speak Spanish? No, girl.
Oh, you don't have no Spanish in you?
No, I don't have no Espanol in me. Thank you. I'm 100%.
Your tongue is rolling some type of way.
My tongue is rolling. I can't help it when my tongue clenches. I'm sorry, Kels. Go Google me. How about that?
What's your background, though?
You follow me on Twitter. It's Layla.
It's Layla.
_D2BD. Layla_D2BD.
You sound Spanish.
I'm not freaking Spanish, girl.
I know from your Abby, but you sound Spanish.
Well, that's besides the matter. Listen.
All right, Miss Layla. Go ahead.
Okay, it's Layla. Listen,
Layla.
Okay. I need for you to make a blog, right? Do you only make blogs for straight girls or, I mean, only gay girls, whatever?
I write blogs for life. If you can relate, then that's it.
listen, I need for you to write a blog about this because, like, I don't want to make the blog. It's going to be too obvious that that's me, like, saying it. You know what I mean? So, okay, I need for you to write a blog about, okay, listen, I'm in a situation, right, last week, okay, I'm dating this broke guy, whatever, but he has a lot of potential, and I never knew he was broke until, like, afterwards. So the thing is, like, I want to call it off, but, like, I don't know how to do it because he looks so fine, and I don't want to, like, I don't know. I just don't know how to do it, and I just need for you to write a blog about it, like, because the thing is, I want you to be, like, if you're so broke, what makes you think you could get with someone that has money because you're broke. You want to make me broke. So.
All right, but. You said what makes him think he could get with someone that's broke?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, yeah, because, like, what makes, what, I guess
I mean,
said, what
someone that has money, rather?
Think, yeah, like, what makes broke people think they could get with someone that's broke? Like, they have something, like, that's stupid.
Obviously, you gave him some type of vibe. They gave him the green light.
Yeah, I gave him the green light, but it's like, then if I, like, you know, turn it to, like, the yellow light, it's like, oh, you're a bitch, or you're stuck up, or you're too much into yourself, or it's like I get that feedback if I decide to act that way.
Well, from the sound of things, you sound like you're pretty blunt and straightforward. So if you feel like he's not on your level like that, just tell him, pretty much. What is he going to do?
I know, but the thing is, he already feels like a piece of shit, and I don't want to add on to him feeling like that, you know, because already everybody else done ditched him. But now I see everyone else ditched him for a reason. I just gave him, you know, hope.
If, listen,
like,
if you feel like he's not adding to your life and he's subtracting from it, then you already know. And that's just it.
Yeah, but, like, how do you call it off, though? This thing, I just don't have the guts to, like, really do it, because I've known him since I was 13.
You sound like you have a lot
knew.
Of guts. Just get it done.
Well, I'm human. That's proof that I'm human, so I can't get it done. That's why I want you to do the blog.
If
so
you
I
was human,
like, oh,
so you want to try to live through me to blast him?
No, because it's coming from you, and I could be like, oh, oops, I just check this out. Isn't that funny? You know, you're like, dang, I just want to kind of
so,
play it off.
So,
you know?
So you're trying to get somebody else to do your dirty work. That's what it sounded like.
It's not dirty work. It just sounds better when it's coming from somebody else, like Kells, you know, like who's gonna go against Kells?
How what if he ends up feeling the way after I write what I write? And first
of
all, my point of view of things is not gonna be the same as yours. Like, I would never sit there and say what makes somebody broke think they could get with somebody that got something. I would never say that.
So what would you say? Like, are you serious?
I wouldn't say that. So
but the whole point is
I don't think I could write anything for you.
Yes, you can, and you're going to find
no,
a way.
No, I can't. No.
Ooh,
yes,
you are,
I don't think I can.
You're going to find a way because
no.
can't do it.
Don't you write blogs?
Different type of blogs, not the bold ones you do.
Okay. It sound like you got this. Like I said, I would never say what you just said. So.
Okay, so how could you make it prettier? Just say it's overt like that, just like that, just.
The most I say, and this is something that I've said in videos, you know, never expect someone to have what you don't have. You know how people run around like the whole, oh, I need a chick with a car, or I need a dude that got this and that. If you don't have that yourself, you can't expect it. So if he's running around saying something like that, then you could blast him as far as that. But besides that, you had to have seen signs that he didn't really have it like that.
I mean, yeah,
since you said that you know him.
No, yeah, I've noticed
this.
Yeah.
You saw the signs, and then you chose to ignore them, and now it's on Front Street, it's on blast, it's out there, it's in your face, and now you want somebody else to say,
you're right,
to say what you're thinking.
Graduate.
No. Just say it.
If he was angry, I could be able to say
it. He can only respect the truth. He only could respect the truth. He might not like what you got to say, but you respect it, and that's just it. It's better than hearing it from somebody else, and you trying to go sideways with it. Trying to have him read some shit that I'm aware.
Can I send him a text message? Can I send him a text message?
That's kind of cowardly. How about just tell him to his face? Like, look, it's not happening. That's just it.
Okay.
That's how I would do it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. You'll be all right.
Okay.
From now on, don't ignore the signs. Don't ignore the signs. We all see them. We all see the signs. We ignore them. Don't ignore them.
All
right.
Well,
for what it is.
Have a good night. And I will tell you on your DM where am I from, okay?
All right. Good night.
All right.
All right. My head hurts.
I was getting deep. I was like, what? Could be a good, some good advice going on, you know? I was listening hard, too, heavy.
Yeah.
The only one way to handle that is to say, bah.
Something. Nice knowing you.
Yeah.
Help them find a job. That's all you can do.
Right.
You just made me try to go into like YouTube mode. Like, I don't want to do that right now.
say no YouTube right now, ladies.
No. Man.
You all right, girl? You all right?
Yeah. I'm rubbing my temples.
Hey, that was definitely what we was not trying to do tonight. Give you a headache.
No, I'm good. Let's get it going.
All right, let's see what 310-775. Talk to Kev. 310-775. All right. They are not here, so we're going to go to area code 919-806. Talk to Kev.
Hey, I just tweeted you.
Funny.
Did you?
Yeah, I tweeted both of y'all, actually.
What's up?
Well, okay, so me and this girl, let me get her name because I did tell her I was going to shout her out. D-Burns69, me and her been talking about this whole conversation. And I forgot all the questions I had for you, so I'm gonna use her questions because I told her I would do it. So she said, first question is, one second. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm kind of shy right now. Sorry. My mind.
You're fine.
First of all, I really do have to applaud you for the whole little Spanish chick, whoever she was. I'm trying to tell you, I really would cuss her out. Like, I'm so proud of you. Like, oh, my God, I don't mean no type of sense. Why are you still calling? Like, I don't understand. Why? Okay. So,
man.
Wait. Dang, I've lost all the questions. Okay. So she said, if you were to retire from dancing, what would you do, or what song immediately makes you want to dance if you retire? For money or not.
Okay, you said if I retire from dancing, what would I want to do, or what song would I think of if I retired from dancing?
Mm-hmm.
How about I answer the first question?
Okay, yeah.
All right. I don't know about the whole me retiring from dancing and then me getting up with my cane in my hand like, you know what, this song used to make me know. I don't know about that. But when I lay my strap to the bedroom only and it's no longer for the stage, I would like to have a 24-hour salon and spa.
Okay.
That's my long-term goal. Because, you know, aside from the whole dancing thing, my actual career is trichology. I have a career in trichology, so I do a lot of hair replacement. Hello?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm sorry.
I do a lot of hair replacement on clients that have, like, different forms of alopecia or they have cancer issues or whatever. And, you know, they come to me, they get hair and scalp analysis, and, you know, depending on what type of treatment they need, I give them hair replacement. So that's what I do initially. That's what my actual job is. So I do that. So, you know, once everything is said and done, you know, hopefully in the next few years, hopefully by the time I'm 40,
I'll have one salon off the ground, a 24-hour spot, because I want to have a few throughout the country. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's the long-term goal. That's long-term. I have short-term goals, too, but that's my long-term goal.
Okay. Her other question was, if you had the opportunity to talk to anyone in the world, who would it be, living or dead?
Beyonce. I love her. She's just a beautiful person and so talented. And I just want to go out to eat with her. Hello?
Oh, hold on one quick. Chelsea, you about to get me in trouble. I'm going to need you to chill out with this because my mom just cussed me out. So, yeah, chill. I'm going to call you back later. Cool, cool.
All right,
bye.
All
right,
you can finish. What was I saying?
About Beyonce.
What's the last thing I said?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Mama.
All right, we're going to go down to 919.
Right?
On that situation right there. But just too much. I'll come back to them. Go to 919-989. Talk to kids. Man, that was crazy.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
what's
this
up?
This is Pimp Class from North Carolina.
What's
and
up?
I got fucking through. Like, you don't even know.
You got fucking through.
Woo! I got fucking through.
That's right, you did.
I was my imperial soul listening to you. Oh, my God.
Were you?
Yes, yes, I was. I was on there, and I listened to the show, and I was like, oh, I hope I get through. I got through. I'm on the phone with her as we speak. Like, you don't even know.
Nice. So what's up, lady?
I am so excited. You don't even know. But, yes, you are coming to South Carolina. And
yes, I am.
See you. And I'm going to see you perform, and it's going to be fun, and you're going to
yes,
know it's me because I'm going to have a shirt, and it's going to say King Kale for President.
King Kale for President?
King Kale for President. I'm telling you, that next
That's
election, you need to just get up on that. Just change
That's
the world. Get a,
I'd
I'm
rather
saying.
Pass. No. Barack got it, and whoever comes thereafter. I'm good on that.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got to get him reelected for next term. But my question is, I have a sister. I have two sisters. I have a sister and a brother. And it looks like they're going to be, you know, all six colored out and everything. And, like, if it was you, like, how would you handle that situation? Like,
you said it looks like they're going
like
to be
if
what?
If your little sister or your little brother, or in my case, your little sister and your little brother, was coming up and they were going to be, like, on, as the big sister, how would you facilitate them coming into the community?
Oh, you're saying that they're going to be gay. I didn't hear what
oh,
you said.
Oh, no, she is. That's it.
Oh, she's yeah. So you said a sister and a brother?
Yeah. Now, my sister, I knew how to handle that. Definitely. I just was like, yeah, come on, come into the community.
Come on down.
Come on in. That's my femster now, because we're sisters and we're both femmes, so that's like my femster, that's my nickname, and I love her, and she's at Deep Inside Your Love on Twitter, and if I don't mention her, she's going to, like, end my life, so I had to put that
out
there.
Shout out to Deep Inside Your Love on Twitter. So how old is she?
About to be 19.
Oh, okay. Okay, so she's older. She's not a kid.
Right. Right, definitely.
Well, my only advice to her is don't take your first relationship to heart, because it's not going to be your last relationship. Because a lot of us, you know, that are, you know, coming out for the first time, we get that first girlfriend and everything is so great and we're so in love and she's amazing. And she's everything I ever wanted, because I don't know shit about what I want, but she's everything I ever wanted. And we're going to get married, and we're going to be in love and have kids and a dog and a house. And everything is going to be butterflies and roses. No. Tell her don't think that the first girl that she's with is going to be the end-all be-all. Don't think that the second girl she's with is going to be the end-all be-all. Pretty much don't think any girl is going to be the end-all be-all. Go into everything slowly. Try not to catch feelings and fall in love so quickly.
Definitely.
Because that's what us lesbians do.
Oh my God,
whole U-Haul thing, as I call it, you know? You know?
When any caller call in before after me, like, if you could get the question answered from just simply watching the videos and you haven't seen all of the GD videos, like, really? You're going to call and you're going to take the time when you could just watch the damn videos? It's 80 fucking six of them. It's a question. Your question going to get answered. Just watch them, every one of them. Don't call and ask nothing silly.
I think she just shouted somebody out, but I...
like, just watch the videos, please. Don't call and say, what's your favorite restaurant? Or, like, what you like in a girl? Or, like, what you like in bed? Like, she answered everything. Like, everything.
Why you
there.
Got the bird voice on, though?
Oh, my God. FYI, I love it when you imitate the birds. You be like, fuck out of here, and you be doing that. I fucking love that shit. I want to put that
people always
there.
Say that. They like, first of all, why do you make that voice like that? I'm like, I don't know. In my head, when you hear certain girls say stuff, like, that's what it sounds. That's what it sounds like. You know, like the Charlie Brown voice. That's like in my head, like that's what I hear. Like, and you just want to zone out because all you hear is no. Cause first of all, I was like, and then last, that's like that's all you hear
tweet,
when they're talking.
Tweet, nigga, like, please,
like, shut up.
Just fly the fuck on over there.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, and I just like to tell you that I recently won a Twitter contest for Kels' biggest fan. Okay, and
all right.
You gotta do is watch the videos. You will get the trivia questions. You don't have to lose like a sucker like I've been doing.
Good job.
Okay.
Shout out to you for paying attention.
All right, do that. I'm Pimp Crush.
Good job.
Favor me over some bullshit. Every time you retweet me, I like take a picture of it and I'll be like, ha ha ha, bitch. Don't you see this shit? Don't you wish you was. You know what I'm saying? That's the only time I get ratchet is when like you retweet me or you'll like respond. I'm like, hey, bitch. Get like me, nigga, to like all 10 of my followers and shit. All 5 of them motherfuckers be mad as shit. Like, ooh, she got retweeted. But I am by far one of your biggest admirers, and I follow your work very closely, and I love what you're doing
you
for
so
the community.
Much.
And
thank
you fucking rock, and you roll, and you shake
and
your
roll.
Rattle, and you
nicely.
The shit, nigga. You are the shit. You
thank
are the
you.
Absolute
thank
shit.
You.
And there's nobody can't say shit to you. They can't take nothing from you. You the fucking best. And that's just how this shit go. And this
thank
is like
you.
A moment for life. This is definitely epic. You fucking run shit. And that's just how they go. And
appreciate
again,
you.
Kels for president. There you go.
Kels for president, baby.
All right, there you go.
I will see you. And
let
what?
Me hear these comments.
In a few days.
Hell yeah, you will. South Carolina.
A week
I'm
and what, like a 2 days or something like that?
Yes.
I'm going to be in there.
That club, okay, bring a bucket. I saw your Black Pride performance for Orlando, and I saw your money man picking your shit up in a bucket. You want your trash bag. Okay,
oh,
a bucket not going to cut it. Trash bag.
Oh,
as you.
Shit.
Ask her about it, because I went to her show, and half the bag was mine. I'm trying to tell you.
Get like her pointing to you right now. Get like her.
Oh,
yeah, like a
okay,
show me it's real.
Bag, a like on duffel bag, something like that, because, you know, we don't come hard. Each bitch going to have 50 or up. So look for that.
All right. That's
we don't do that $2 Houston shit. All right. I'll holler.
Oh.
Yeah, Houston with the $2.
Oh,
yeah, I see you, bitches. I see you with the $5 bills. What's that? Five ones, and you want to dance for 5 ones. Fuck
not
your life.
Everybody in Houston does that. I got a few hard goes.
That's
because
they
got a few
from out
team
of
players.
Town. That's because they came from here to Houston to see a show. That's what that was.
Or they came from a different part of Texas, you know. But still.
I'm telling you, watch a P-video. Them bitches come up with $2. Like, I'm like, oh, really? $2? You can't step to the front with less than 30.
She's terrible.
It's true. I'm saying, and don't go, and don't sit in the motherfucking front if you don't want to dance. Like, please don't. Sit in the back. Like, I don't understand. okay.
He's right about that, though. That'd be aggravating me.
And then you roll up on him and shit, and they'd be like, oh, no, thank you. Then, bitch, why are you in the front? Like,
You're right.
Okay.
How about the studs that be in the front, okay?
Ooh.
Get the fuck back. Okay? Yeah, aggravating me. That right there, that annoys me the most, okay?
Get, and then they try to act all hard and shit, knowing good and well they wanted a good view and
get
shit.
Get to
like,
the back.
And then they'll put
all
the sunglasses
to the
on.
Back.
They'll put the sunglasses on, knowing good and well they like burning holes in the sunglasses, staring at your ass. Get to the fucking
you're
back.
You're aggravating me.
It's
you're aggravating
us.
Me.
It's
that's what you're doing.
It's all we got. We got like.
You're standing in the front. You're grilling me. You're killing me.
Can we have them? Can we have them, please? Okay. Oh, and
get to the back.
Yeah, you have a really bad imitator. I would like to put that out there. And she's really bad. If you go and find her, she just came up like a couple of weeks ago. She popping up. She do all your topics over. And like all the songs you dance to, like, you know, you really on the Anticipation 2 album real hard right now.
Mm-hmm.
She is now too. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, let me get off the line before these motherfuckers kill me in my sleep and shit. Let me get off.
Ain't nobody gonna kill you.
No, they
don't. Putting everybody on Front Street.
I'm tweeting right now. They're like, bitch, get off. Bitch, get off.
They're putting everybody on Front Street.
Yeah.
To me, imitation is the best form of flattery, so.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. You know, appreciate you.
There is that.
That means you're
definitely
doing something right. That's what's up. That's great.
Yeah, so definitely the website that I order my shirts from, only they make you order a minimum of 6. So you can have the other 5 for your friends or whatever when I see you in North Carolina and
that's
whatnot.
What's up.
I'm going to have a black
I'm
going
to give one
kit.
To my daughter.
Yes. It's, all it say is King Kel for president. I ain't want no dumb shit up there. So I was like,
that's what's up.
President, nigga. Yes, do that shit. You the fucking best. That's it. You number fucking 1. That's
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
That's it. That's all. Period.
That's it, that's
drop
all.
The mic. Walk off stage. You the motherfucking shit. And I bow down. I'm bowing right now. I wish you could see me. Like, I wish you could see me bow down to the fucking phone right now. I wish you could.
I'm going to see you.
Yes, I'm going to be in the front, nigga, with ones. Like,
that's what's
not,
up.
And not 2 of them. Like, hello, not 2 of them, people. Send it back.
Oh, man.
All right, I holla. I love you. Oh, my God, you're the best.
I love you, too. I will see
yes.
you soon.
All right, Pimp Class, you already know.
Good night.
Hi.
She was great.
Y'all.
I like her.
Yeah. She kept it 100, you know what I'm saying?
She was great. She's my kind of girl. I like that.
I have one announcement, Kales.
What's up?
You ladies on Twitter, y'all need to stop spazzing the freak out. Not gonna cuss, you know, because, you know, how it is. Y'all need to stop freaking and spazzing out, you know, because people taking their time or whatever. Everybody gonna get a chance and stop
right.
all this hate crime and y'all gonna say y'all gonna kill each other on Facebook and Twitter. If y'all gonna kill each other, please stop tagging She's On In It, okay?
We don't
thank
have
you. Thank you, management. They are listening to me. They are just going bonkers right now. I'm gonna kill you and get off the phone. This is crazy, man. We do not promote violence or She's On, okay? So if you're going to promote it, if you're going to do what you do, please tag other people and not She's On. Thank you. You guys are going crazy, man.
I believe it, bro. I believe it.
Okay, I was like Michael Jackson, man. Got him crazy.
Got him get hot and bothered on the phone. Like, Jesus, I don't know what to say, Lord.
Terrible.
That's all right, Joe. Definitely a good look. But just stop all that violence, man. You know, come on now. Life's too short for all that fighting. Y'all going to threaten each other on Twitter. Twitter's not going to answer you back, so I'm going to stop that.
I'm threatening on Twitter. That's a federal crime now. Come on, people.
You'll go to jail for it.
Crazy, tell you.
Let's go to 310-251. Talk to
I'm trying to cook and shit, text him.
Hello?
Okay, it's 404.
Okay, what is it? 1404.
Uh-huh.
What is it? 1404.
What are you doing? Give it
104. All right. Area code 224-220, talk to Kev.
Hello? All right. Well,
go down to 919-806,
talk to Kev.
Hi.
I was talking to you earlier, so I got really interrupted. That old girl just pissed me off. I'm kind of feeling some type of way. But, my last question for you was, in the whole entire world, where would you like to dance? I'm not sure if you answered this before, but that.
No, I never answered that.
Well, yeah, in the whole entire world, where would you like to dance?
I would love to dance in London. That'd be great. I seem to have a lot of, you know, fan supporters out there. They hit me up every now and then, you know, the UK. So, You know, out over that way, that'd be bomb. I would cry if I got booked over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I don't think I said anything to you, but hey, KC, how are you, sweetheart?
Hey, who is this? Who is this?
Champagne,
hey girl.
I sound so mad you'll never catch my voice.
Cuz, man, you got a different voice every night, so.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
You put on the extra sexy voice tonight.
But, yeah, I'm going to let you go, because like I said, I'm kind of mad, and I don't feel like, yeah, I'm going to keep listening to you, loving the voice, loving your answers. Good job.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. I'm going to try to come see you soon. And,
I hope so.
Yeah. And, Casey, I'm going to talk to you tomorrow night because, you know, I'm going to be listening. So, yeah.
Well, somebody else on the line, too. I'm just saying.
Oh, well, hey.
It's Teddy.
Love, don't. There you go. Hey, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine. And yourself?
That is wonderful. I'm doing great over here.
I believe it. I can tell in the sound of your voice.
I'm doing wonderful. But I always want to say something to you, but I can never remember your name, so I just talked to Casey because, like,
I'm a teddy bear. I'm a big old teddy bear. That's my name, Teddy Bear. All
right. There you go. I got you. I'm going to remember that tomorrow, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're the first person I say hey to, okay?
I felt all alone over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. But, yeah, I'm going to let you go ahead and get back to the rest of your fans. And, yeah, I love you, hon.
Well, love all of y'all, put it like that. We love you, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. You too.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too.
All right. We're
going
to go down to
302-287.
Talk to Kim.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How
you
doing?
I'm good.
That's good. Well, I won't keep you
How
too
you?
Long, but I've never seen you perform before. My wife liked you. I know you'll be in New York for Pride, right?
Yep, on the 24th.
Okay, I'm coming. I live in Philly. I'm Toya, by the way.
You live in Philly? Okay.
Yes, I live in West Philly. Hold on, let me take a breath real quick. Okay, I'm back. I need to catch my breath. But I'm really excited to come see you because my wife passed away in November and she really likes you. So it's a really big thing for me to come out there next week to see you because I know she would have wanted to come see you.
Well, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. But she showed me your videos, and I was like, okay, I see why you like her. And I showed her when I was at her grave site last week. I went to go see her, and I was like, well, I'm going to go see her because I heard she's performing. And I was like, you know, you make sure you watch over us and watch over her, and you can see her from up there. But I think it's going to be really great. I look forward to really seeing you because she was really in love with you. Like, she loved you. It was so cute to me. I respect it. I respect what you do.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I can't wait to see you next week. I'm doing double overtime this week. I have like $3,000 in the bank to spend next week. So.
All right. Get it in. Well, make sure you come and say hello so I can get a hug.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know about the other
girls.
Don't
be shy.
I'm not shy, and I don't throw $1 bills, and I don't throw $5 bills, and the other girls talking about $30. $30 is no money. I mean, $30 is no money. I throw $100 bills, so we don't know what to mean. I mean, if the other girls throw hundreds, then, I mean, I guess they'll be up there with me, but I'm coming with $3,000 just to spend on dancers.
Oh.
Ooh,
no. All right. Well,
but that means that I'm going to get a dance if I stand in the front.
Yep, you get a dance. You just might get pulled on stage, so just be ready. Okay,
what?
I mean, you're coming all the way from Philly. You might as well go all in, right? Make it worth the trip. Hello?
I'm sorry. You call me off guard.
Just come prepared. You sound like you know you're gonna be financially prepared. So you know, come prepared for everything else.
I mean, I didn't know how much. I mean, I've seen your videos. I've never been to a show before. I've never really seen dances up close before. So I'm new to this. I don't know how much money, but I'm guessing if I want you to approach me, I guess I have to have all the money. So I figured I'm going to bring $6,000, but my friend told me $6,000 would probably be too much. But, I mean, you look like you're worth it.
Well, you just come prepared. That's just it. You just come prepared.
Oh, I'm a come prepared. I'm from New York, so I know how New York girls get down, too. So I know what is like, but they don't make the spot I make, so I'm not really worried.
Yeah. So come on down. Don't be shy. Come say hello so I can get a hug and all that.
Oh, I'm gonna come get my hug, and if you can sign, I'm going to bring my wife with it. If you could just sign that for me so I could put that on her grave site, that'll mean a lot.
Absolutely. No problem.
I'm going to let you get back to your fans. I've been waiting for like an hour and a half, and I have to actually get up at 4 a.m. in the morning for work.
Well, thank you for staying up. I appreciate it. Okay. Hopefully you sleep good now that you got through and everything else.
Well, I'm going to take a shower again, and then I'm going to go to bed. But I'll let you get back to your fans.
All right. Have a good night.
But thank you so much for taking my call, and keep doing what you're doing. I pray for you every night that you have good shows, because I know you travel, so I pray for you all the time. But you guys
thank
have a good
you.
Night, and thank you to the hosts that are allowing you to really do this tonight. So I know your fans appreciate it. I know
yes.
I do.
Yes, y'all agree.
But good night to you guys.
All right, good night.
Good night to tonight.
Man, you better get out there, kids, and stick a leg that night. Leg or arm or something. I'm ready.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's go down to 407-965. Talk to Kel.
Hi, Kel.
Hi. What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say thank you because you tweeted me this morning, and I was like really excited. I retweeted it and everything.
no problem. Thanks for tweeting me.
Oh, no problem. I just want to say thank you for being humble and, like, really looking out for the community with your videos and things like that. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm going to keep listening.
No problem.
I'm going to keep doing your thing. And thanks for the retweets, whatever, because they were cute or whatever. So.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Good night.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. There you go. 516-717. Talk to Kev. All right.
already.
All right. Let's do 813-952. Talk to Kev.
Hi. How are you? Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm good, and you? I just recently came upon you. Actually, I was looking at Between Women, and I saw you in a comment box, and then I went and clicked on your page, and I have to say I was very, very intrigued. You are like my new workout video for the gym.
Thank you.
You provide so much motivation, so I wanted to ask, how do you keep your body in shape?
Well, I eat a lot of whatever I want to eat. There's no strict diet, and I just work out hard. That's it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, every now and then I get lazy, of course, and, you know, I don't work out. But when I'm consistent with it, I work out about 3 to 4 times a week. And I do about, to be exact, 2,520 crunches or more in those 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
And, you know, I do the dumbbells and, you know, the squats and, you know, just a lot of toning stuff.
Okay.
And that's it. But there's no strict diet or anything. You know, one time one person tweeted and they were like, well, how do you get your stomach like that? What do you do, like 200 crunches every night? And I laughed. I was like, I wish it was just 200 crunches a night. I'm in the thousands. I do thousands of crunches a night. So, yeah, it's hard work. I whip my own ass when it comes to the working out. But, you know, hard work pays off, so.
Yes, it does. You're very motivational to look at. I mean, just,
thank you. Thank you.
You know, just to say that, you know, I'm not going to be you, but you're motivational.
Thank you. You never know. You might end up better than me. You just got to stick to it and stay focused.
Okay. And my other question was, well, tonight's topic was kind of like invading on your partner's space. So what do you feel was invading on your space when you're in a relationship?
Invading my space in a relationship? I guess I could sum it up by just saying trying to be over-relevant. You know, to give an example of that is, you know, you should know your position when dealing with someone, you know, if you're their girlfriend, wife, whatever you want to call it, you know, a new person you're dating or whatever. You know, that whole trying to get too familiar, you know, with the people that are, you know, around you and stuff like that. Like, you know, trying to, you know, make yourself known more than the average, you know, wanting to be in the spotlight type thing, you know. To me, that's invading my space.
Okay.
You know? Instead of just, you know, sitting back, you know, knowing how to play the background, you know, just being regular, not wanting to be out there type of person. That's invading my space.
Okay.
I don't like the out there type of girl. I don't like that.
Okay. Much respect. And it was nice meeting you, and I hope to see you in New York. Come Pride.
Yes. Yes, you will.
Okay. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
All right, we'll take a few more callers. 832-375
is you. Hello.
Hello.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yep. What's up?
Oh, my gosh. You're on. Okay. Okay. I was about to ask you.
What's up? What's your name?
Okay. Quinita. My name is Quinita.
Quinita?
Quinita.
Quinita.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I've been following you for like, I don't even know how long. And like, I found you between Pretty P.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just, like, a big, like, I was just, like, one of her biggest fans. So I came to you, and just became one of your biggest fans.
Nice.
And I just roll over and die every time you say something.
Really?
And I just been sitting here just tweeting my little ass off. And I just wanted to know, would you consider doing like a Sweet 16 maybe?
You said would I consider going to a Sweet 16?
Like doing a Sweet 16? Because me and my dad, we were talking, and I just, it would be the best birthday gift of my life.
Oh, you mean like performing that one?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could say yes to a certain extent.
Well, I don't really, like, I don't know. I don't really have very
many. How old are you? You're 16?
Yes.
Oh, man. You're a baby.
Of course. But that's the thing. I don't have very many underage friends, so I figured, you know.
And your dad would be cool with you having a stripper? Or an erotic entertainer?
Yes.
So to speak, doing nasty things to you?
Yes.
I don't think I would be comfortable doing that.
Tragic.
Yeah. I have no problem coming out and dancing. That's one thing. But you know how my shows get real intricate, and I pull out all these stunts and straps, and I'm not about to do that at a Sweet 16, though.
I've been to plenty of your shows.
How have you been to plenty of my shows if you're 16? That good old fake ID, huh?
No.
So how you get in? So how you get in?
I just go.
You don't get carded at the door?
No.
How don't you get carded?
Like,
I get carded at the door.
Okay, because, like, well, I had, like, the last time I seen, like, where was I at? I was trying to think what club you were at. My best friend took me, whatever it was, my best friend took me, and they carded her but didn't card me. Like the lady at the door was like, you with her? And I was like, yeah, and she was like, all right, go on in.
That's a little bit disturbing. All right.
Hey.
My type of shows is not for, you know, people under 18. They a little X-rated. I be doing stuff. I have a sister your age. You're making me feel weird.
Wow. Sorry.
But nonetheless, I appreciate you being a fan, and like I said, like if you wanted me to come to just dance, absolutely. I don't have a problem doing that.
Of course.
But I'm not about to do the most at the Sweet 16, though.
I wouldn't ask you to do the most. Just do the bare minimum.
Yes. Less than the bare minimum. So, yeah, I would do that. Absolutely.
Thank you. I just rolled over and died. You can get to talk to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. You behave yourself, young lady.
I what?
I said you behave yourself.
I'll try.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was definitely interesting. Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. It was.
Oh, no.
Very interesting.
No. I don't know. That just made me feel away.
Yeah, it just got quiet for a second. I don't know what to say.
You know, with me having a daughter and all.
Right.
If I snuck up on her and she's on the phone talking about what? First of all,
right.
What stripper are you having at your party? No.
Absolutely
not.
That one. I got a 13-year-old. Oh, no, it's not going down.
No. No. And I kind of feel a way that her dad would let her have a dancer.
Right.
You know, you can't always, you know, monitor what your kid sees on the internet or whatever the case.
Right.
So that's one thing, you know. Her being a fan, you know, that's all cool and everything, but I, like I said, my type of shows is adult shows. I'm 30 years old. So, you know, I do 30-year-old things.
Right.
So, all that, you know, I'm 16 and I've been to your show before. It's kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
Kind of disturbing that the promoters let her get in. So
I don't know about that.
That's crazy. That was the biggest thing for me. The promoters let you in? What? No ID?
Right?
No.
Definitely, yeah.
Now, you know, she possibly can watch the YouTube videos.
Right.
You know, possibly. Even though I'll be going off on there, too. But, you know, that's more acceptable than her seeing my shows.
Right.
Kind of feel a way about that. So, yeah.
Definitely, take it down to 804-562. Need to call people, too. 804-562.
All right.
Let's check out 310-251. Talk to Kim.
That's me. It is.
Hello.
There's you.
Hello.
That's hello.
You. Who is it? Teresa.
Hello.
Teresa, why do I feel like I'm being yelled at? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
All right. Area code 224-220.
Okay. I'm over it. That's it.
All right.
I'm done.
Area code 224-220. All right. Let's go to area code 516-717.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. It's just out. I haven't had the opportunity to see you at any of your shows yet, but I will when you come to New York. What I did notice was a lot of your pictures on Facebook because we're friends, and I just wanted to let you know your style is hot. Like, I really appreciate
thank
the way
you
put your clothes together, your makeup, your hair, everything is hot. It's
thank
really
you, thank
really
you.
Nuts. Do you have a stylist or do you put yourself together?
No, I do everything myself.
Are you serious? You are very talented in more ways than one, because I've been looking at, like, how you put everything, your shirts, your jewelry, your tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
You really are talented, and I appreciate it. I really do, so.
Thank you. I call that my extra gay side. That's my extra gay fashionista side.
whatever it is you call it, it works. I really appreciate it, seriously. Like, I don't even be into people's faces like that, but you
mm-hmm.
are very intriguing, and it's about more than just your, you know, your sexual side or the other side.
Yeah.
You know, I probably didn't want to run. I appreciate that.
Thank you so
okay?
much.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
That was nice.
Yeah, she's on radio. You know what? Every last question I was going to ask you, they asked you.
Oh, I guess you're out of luck.
No.
I guess they did the job for you.
They sure did. Yeah, I was like, man. Oh, did my job for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Teddy, do you have any questions for King Kale?
I really don't, because they, like you said, they done took all the questions, man. I don't know what to say or ask.
Well, actually, let me think. One question that y'all had was, what was one of the weirdest things that ever happened to me during the show? Okay. Let's talk about that.
All right.
Let's talk about that episode, okay, where somebody tried to, okay, this happened twice, okay, and in the same state.
you know, Houston, I love y'all, but y'all be trying to do the most. Sometimes when I'm on stage, I need y'all to relax. Okay. It happened in Houston both times, two different females. And, you know, they like to, you know, put their hands in your boxes and, you know, try to put their finger inside you. And I'm not for it. I'm not for it on stage. I'm definitely not for it off stage. And, yeah, that was, yeah. So, you know, that's like the worst thing.
Man. I don't know what I would have did.
Yeah, the last time, you know, I kind of almost wanted to fight, but I had to keep my composure. I was like, what are you doing? That's a violation.
That's my no-no fight. No-no.
No, fool. What's wrong with you? No.
No means no.
No. No, 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 no. Get off me. Absolutely not. No.
That
like, if you thought that was the move, it's really not, though.
No.
You could have tried something else, because that was definitely not the wave. No.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the worst thing.
I couldn't imagine going through that.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I'll be in jail. I'm sorry.
That's horrifying.
Right.
Yeah, so keep your paws to yourself. Thanks.
Hold on, because you look, we gotta talk about this now. I'm actually sure that they actually stick their fingers in your pants and trying to juggle your stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm not the only entertainer it's happened to. But yeah. Like, okay, there's one thing sticking your hands, you know, in my boxes or whatever. Because every now and then I might put somebody's hands in my boxes. Depends on how I feel at the moment. But all that trying to go further and you trying to, you know, you trying to tickle my lungs from the bottom to the top? No.
What?
Absolutely not. No.
Aw, thank you.
No. So that's the worst. Keep it cute. Let's not overdo it.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Well, are you currently dating anyone?
No, I'm not. I'm very single. Very single. Ready to mingle, as they say.
I was just about to ask that.
Yeah.
It was coming.
Yeah.
It was coming.
Yeah. Always ready to mingle.
Yeah.
I need to go to a call, man.
We gotta go to a call on this one.
I'm gonna talk to you.
I know. This area code 347. That's from New York. Area code
554.
Talk to Kel.
Hello. Hi, Kel.
Hey.
Well, we're not here to ask you no social working questions. You don't got to explain your tongue, start rubbing your temples. You could relax. Like, this is a laid back conversation. So,
Hello? Yeah, the phone is breaking up. Yeah, I can hear you now.
I got Sprint. My phone not supposed to break up. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
So she has not a question. She's going to sing something for you. Sing, girl.
Who's going to sing something?
Don't know if you got a girl. I've shown me 2 to 3 seconds. The sidewalk's going to ruin my world.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Did you really just cut that phone off, Cal?
I couldn't hear nothing. You were just singing because the
Are
phone is breaking up. Yeah, it kind of sounded bad, like, you know.
Oh,
it was all, it sounded a little cat-strangly a little bit. I can't really hear.
My
I can't sing your whole life out.
Huh?
Can we try this one more time?
Try it again. Clear your throat, baby.
All right, we want to try this one more time.
Try one more time. And you know what? Take your mouth away from the phone, and then I can hear it better. Because with your mouth close to the phone, it gets all messed up.
Put it on
speaker.
The thoughts of your room on the wall. I even dream of you. Oh, sweetheart. Isn't to you and I. What's that called?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Did you like this song, Cal?
I don't believe you right now.
You don't believe you sung the song. And I was like, she's serious. I'll do it again. Pick a song. I think you say, no. Just say hi, Kelly. Okay, calm down. You want to sing hi, Kelly? Okay. Let me see.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me? Kelly, first of all, we spoke a while back. I don't know if you remember me, but I have short hair and I have blonde in the middle. I danced right in front of you in the club. You can't forget me.
I don't believe you right now.
You don't have to believe me. What do you want me to say, too? I don't believe you. Hold on, because I don't even call her Kel, y'all. I call her Boosie. That's Bruce Leroy, Hidden Dragon. So,
is this Bernie?
Yes, Bernie. She's going to sing hello, Boosie, and her, you know, that sexy voice shit. Hold on.
Oh, God. Get off the phone.
Hang
up.
She's going to get her off the phone. Let me see. Can I say something else for you instead of Boosie?
No.
No.
Right?
Bye.
You already made my night.
You know how long I waited to hear your sexy ass voice on this phone? Talking to me. Every time you said hello, I was like, yes, Daddy, hello. Are you there? Can we talk?
I'm not even about to play with you.
So, Brookie, just so
what's
you
up?
Know, because I have a feeling that Pops is going to come after you, you know, the little 16-year-old. I just want you to know in advance I called ATS and, Child Protection Services should be at his door because that shit's all types of wrong. And
yeah.
You won't kill me because I posted some shit on your wall, so please forgive me in advance, but you know my mouth already.
Yeah. Gotta love you, though.
We love you, too. Oh, God, girl, you want to sing again? What the fuck? Hold on. This is all for you because you have to hear this. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm serious. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I wrote this. Now, don't be having these little bitches steal it, okay?
Don't call them bitches.
I mean, girls. Oh, sorry. I'm your supporters.
Right. She don't like that.
You can't do another song, though.
Why?
Because there's other people on the phone. We got to hang up. You already made my night.
Oh, my God. You know how many people can take up, like, 5 minutes asking you boring questions, and I can't answer.
They're not boring.
I'm sorry. She was bored.
Hello.
Hi, Chad. How are you? I'm good.
I'm good.
Where's the hang up button?
Hey, I love you.
All right, let's go to area code 770.
That's it.
You gotta admit, man, she tried.
That's fucking it.
Who's got a headache a little bit, but you know.
That's it.
Oh. I mean, she was into it. She was like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. Took the phone away for a minute. I'm sorry.
Ooh, she wasn't serious. I don't believe her.
No. I think she was serious. You know,
I don't think so. I don't believe you.
No. Love. Yeah, Abby. I don't know if nobody else on the phone. I need Abby. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
720-252 feel like singing, you know.
Look, you know, I'm a man, look.
I'm over here dying right now because y'all done had some crazy-ass motherfucking callers. I'm sitting up here trying to figure out what planet these hoes and drop from. Bitches, bitches, bitches. Okay.
What is that?
I'm trying to figure out that this bitch really just trying to blow a tune.
Oh, man.
This bitch thought she was motherfucking trying out for a goddamn record deal. No, bitch.
No, that talent.
That wasn't no goddamn talent. It sounded like she was strangling a motherfucking cat, baby. Look now, I can understand King Kill, baby. You know what, baby? I love you. I ain't been to none of your shows. You beautiful as fuck, baby. I promise you, you beautiful as fuck. I'm going to put it like that. You know what I'm saying? But some of these motherfucking hoes are crippling me. Baby, look, I'll be sitting up here asking these hoes, bitch, what your name is, what you look. Send me a picture so I'll be damn. I won't come to you when I'm doing my goddamn show. I got a question, though.
What's up?
You sit up here. You know, KC, y'all know I'm going to do a fool, right? Y'all know I'm going to clown.
You said that you
y'all know I'm a fool. You said that your worst experience you said your worst experience was when a female tried to put her fingers in your vajayjay. I want to know, have you ever had a female go?
Here we go. Wait for it.
You know, my coworkers over here like, bitch, what's wrong with you? Look, have you ever brung a female on the stage and her motherfucking shit smell like Krabby Patties?
Oh, no.
I lost count.
Oh, God. Krabby Patties.
I've had several cat litter incidents in my dancing lifetime. My nostril hairs have been burnt on several occasions, yes. But you know,
how do you
just gotta, you know, you
just
gotta.
I think you gotta brush the fingers to the side because them smelly funky pussies. Ooh, baby, how you deal with that?
You know, you just got to do what you do and hope that, you know, when you come up from down there that your eyebrows are still there. Because sometimes it's that strong that you feel like, you know, you might come up looking surprised because the brows is gone, you know.
Oh, God.
It gets that serious every now and then. But, you know, it comes with the job. It's like being a home attendant, home health care aide. Every now and then, you know, your patient might shit on themselves. You can't make them feel bad about it.
Right.
You gotta clean it all up.
No, fuck that shit. Fuck that. That's what you need bouncers for. Because as soon as that bitch come up and you go down there and you get a whiff of that shit, that's when you bounce that. Excuse me, right here, bye, bitch.
No.
This is when you do that shit. You
it comes with the territory. That's that. It all comes with the booking fee. That's why you charge a few $100, you know, for incidentals. Those are one of the incidentals. All the ones incidentals,
that ain't no incidental. That's damage. That's a motherfucking damage repair. That ain't even no shit that can be repaired.
That's it.
Okay, I have another thing. I just want to say this. I just want to say this.
What's up?
God motherfucking damn. KC and Teddy, y'all good. Y'all good in my book. Y'all my boo. Y'all chill out when I say this. You know I'm finna put the studs on blast. Y'all good in my book.
Don't do it.
Some of y'all thugs, I hope it's some thugs listening. I really do. Because, goddamn it, y'all got King Kells making y'all hoes look ridiculous. I'm just saying.
And how am I making them look ridiculous?
Do you really want me to go? You're making some of the fans look ridiculous, too. Let's go there. First, let me start with the films. Do y'all see her hair? Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson number one, rule 101. The weave baby should look always like this. Please don't go nowhere if your weave ain't looking silky straight like King Kells, baby, and your shit all natted up at the ends.
Well,
that's,
you know,
not a good look.
Word on the street is a lot of people got a problem with my weave. Like, how dare I wear weave. Like, how dare I?
How dare
who
they
do
don't
I think
get
I
a,
am?
Wait a minute. Hold on. How dare they get a weave off the 99 cents rack? How dare they even get a weave, bitch?
Who the fuck do I think I am that I'm supposed to wear a weave? What's wrong with me?
I guarantee you, half them slime faced assholes that's up there talking. Mind you, I said slime face. Yes, I did too. Half them slime faced hoes that's up there talking, baby, got that cheap lace front $30 ass weed big in their fucking.
Usually.
Come on now.
But that's all I'm going to say.
Let's get it together. But who is making the studs look horrible? Okay, these studs be the.
Wait a minute.
I told y'all, y'all good.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I'm talking about some of these studs need to do some. Y'all, you need to do a one-on-one class with these hoes because you got these.
No.
You got these.
Everybody thinks,
like,
you know, they the wave. Everybody thinks they the wave. I'm the one who looks bad. It's me.
No, I look bad. Hold on.
I look bad. Me.
Excuse me. No, baby. You don't
I look
bad.
No.
Hold
no,
on.
Let them
no,
tell
no,
it.
No.
I do.
Wait a minute. King Kells, hold on. I'm a 32-year-old woman, baby, and I know good when I see good. Let me tell you, baby. And you sexy as fuck. I wouldn't have it no other way. You make
what
me not even
said,
fuck with these ratchet ass thugs because I look at
what
you
she
and I'm
said,
this right I'm
just
here.
Keep saying it. What she said as I point my finger. What she said. I didn't say it. She said it. If I could retweet it, I would.
Look,
what she said.
Wait a minute, y'all. You know I'm wrong, y'all, because you know I'm trying to take up this whole show because I'm kind of scared for the next caller that's going to come on this bitch. I'm sorry. But you know what, King Kells? Are you good, boo? I swear on everything, you good. You beautiful as fuck. You beautiful.
Thank you.
Damn, you beautiful. What is your... Let me ask you a question, baby. I just got to say, you say you single.
Yes.
What is your type of woman? I just want to ask you that.
I don't necessarily have a type. I have things that I like in women, but I don't have a type. It doesn't matter. You could be any type. You could look, you know, any type of way. Well, not any type of way. Let me backtrack before the zombies come after me. Let me delete backspace that comment.
Yes, you don't need nobody that looks any kind of way, walking up looking like
not
you.
Any
no,
type
no,
of way,
okay.
But I mean, like, any ethnic background, you know, I'm not against, you know, some people be like, oh, you would date a white girl, you would date this. I don't care. If I'm attracted to you, I'm attracted to you. I don't see skin color, so it doesn't matter. As long as you got sex appeal, because sex appeal is very important. If you don't have that, you don't have me. That's important. I need that. You have to have sex appeal. That draws me in. So,
and
you know,
King Kells,
you ain't.
You know, King Kells, I'm finna put you out there. I follow you on YouTube or whatever. And what gets me is your videos that you in Miami always posting. I tell you, y'all a motherfucking fool. So you had this one video up there. It was just you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your ass get to talking about sex toys.
Yeah.
You all be. What the?
That's right there.
You made me go out there and get a damn oral bee. You made me buy three or four of them bitches. Okay. Yes, indeed.
Was it a good investment?
Maybe when I tell you, I ain't had no
goddamn. Exactly. Thank you. Oral B need to cut me a check. I'm tired of them. Okay. After I dropped that video, I emailed them. I attached the video. I sent them a little professional paragraph, so they would know that I'm not a dummy and I know what I'm talking about. And you know. No response, you know, which I figured because I'm like, you know, this is like a one out of a million chance that they'll actually hit me back and be like, you know what, we want to market you and do a commercial. Yeah, right. But I just figured I'd do it just so they'll know why their sales went up.
But see, I look at all your shows and you keep it real for the most part. I mean, you don't just talk about the films, you talk about the studs too, you know. Like, what was that? These ain't your draw. That shit was funny. You and Miami are cool together. I swear y'all fools. God damn it, I swear y'all damn fools.
But I just want to say I give utmost respect to you. Baby, if I was in New York, I'd try my hardest to snatch you up. And mind you, I ain't even going by your dancing because I ain't never seen you dance except on YouTube. And I hardly ever check that shit out, real talk. I just look at your videos that be on YouTube and shit. You just beautiful as hell. You're very beautiful. And you making these thugs look like shit. You shitted on these motherfuckers.
You making my whole life right now. Because niggas been fucking with me all week long. I've been getting
baby,
fucking.
Look, I don't give a fuck about them niggas, baby.
The usual. You know, I didn't live it all. I just laugh it off because it's like, as long as I'm still relevant, that's all I need. I can't please everybody at the end of the day. But, you know, it's like, sideways, you feel a way about me, and that's why you're saying the dumb shit you're saying, honestly.
Well,
you know,
shit, I follow you all the time. When you post a picture on Facebook, you know, I go by Amber Carter Lyric Scott on Facebook, so every time you post a picture, I'm right there like, God damn, this motherfucker beautiful, dude. She know, you know what I'm saying? Just make a fucking cone, what you call them, replicas? Just make one of them bitches and just send that goddamn shit out here to me.
Clone them.
Yeah, just make a clone and just send that, just package it, send it UPS, FedEx, it don't matter, just send that shit right there and put it right there in the corner of my room, just right there, I promise you.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because you good, I swear you good, baby.
Thank
this
you.
Right here, I make a bitch want a wife down. Baby, I cook. I will cook. I will clean. You good to the last drop, baby. You like folding coffee right now. You don't understand.
You talking about coffee.
You know
baby.
What? I might have to look her up. You know, she sounding. I'm sold almost here.
She like folding coffee, baby. You know how they got. You know how they got the saying folding coffee good to the last drop. Yes, yes, I don't care what other people say. You good in my book, boo. And I'm going to make
so
it
much.
Known you going to know who I am tonight because I'm going to make sure I post it right there. I ain't on King Kills. I ain't on your King, what is it, the King Kills. I'm going to wait till you see my strap King Kills page. So I'll make sure I'm
gonna
put it right there and let you know who I am. But I hope you don't get no more crazy-ass callers like that bitch that was trying to sing. I'm
going
to go on that shit.
That's not relevant.
Uh-huh.
We're not
supposed
to talk
about that. I don't give a damn. I'm going to call him out. I'm going to
call him out. I'm going to have nightmares, Jesus.
No. Oh, I got a question before I leave. What was that like by five callers up? Was that a drag queen that was on the phone? Maybe it's just me.
Drag
I'm just
queen?
Listening to some freak.
Don't
maybe
that.
I deserve
some
shit.
I didn't hear any queens. I don't know. I sound like a drag queen, so, you know, who am I to judge? I don't know.
No. I'm not talking about drag queen like that. It was just something motherfucker got on the doing a bird call sound like. And Casey was like, hello, you there? You there? Doing bird. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah.
I don't know.
Look, before I got on here, I went on Blog Talk on the thing because I was like, damn, I ain't going to get to make it. Or whatever. So I looked on the internet at work. I'm at work and I'm like, 75 callers? God damn. I was like, I know these bitches probably wet, playing with their puss and everything, just listening to her goddamn voice. I'm like, oh, goddamn, that bitch sounds sexy. Ooh, Lord have mercy. He's holding something else. I'm going to need them to. Ooh, Jesus. But anyway, baby, y'all have a good night. King Kill, Casey, y'all know I'm a fool. Y'all already know that.
Yes.
Baby. You already know I'm a fool, though. You know, but
thank
I'm a cute fool at that. I just said if I was ugly, then I would be wrong as fuck, but I'm a cute fool at that. King Kills.
That's all
you
that matters.
Doing... King Kills, you keep doing your thing, babe. You sexy as fuck.
Thank
I got
you.
Much love for you. Fuck what everybody else say. You good in my book. The weave,
thank
all
you.
That shit. You beautiful as hell. You can flop either way. Film, stud, it don't fucking matter. You good in my book.
Yeah, if I wanted to. Yeah, if I wanted to.
You said
that's all I'm going to say again?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you guys have a good night. Nice talking to you and love to all of you.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Have a nice one. All right, ladies, it is 1:04. It's all up to King Kells. Do you want to take it to 1:15 or what you want to do?
Yeah, we could go a few more minutes.
All
right.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's ramble. He's trying to get at least two or three callers in. Ladies, can you please keep it brief? You know.
I'm just joking. Y'all there
you go. 757-218. Johnny Kill.
Hey, Kelvin. How you doing?
How you doing? What's up?
Hey, KC. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
This is Deidre from Team Pretty Pete Delaware.
Okay.
but I was calling in. I mean, you've been giving me life. I've been listening to these callers. I love the entertainment. Thank you. I appreciate the way you handle all that ratchetness with tact and humor. Because I was silently cussing some of them out. But my question to you is, I mean, I just got to tune in the last hour, so I'm sorry if this is a repeat question. But my question to you is, like, have you ever encountered, like, any of your fans, like, when you're out with your daughter, when, like, out in public? And if you have, how do you handle that?
No, not with my daughter, but with my little sister once. We were on 34th Street in Manhattan. We was out shopping, and then somebody like just started screaming and like jumping up and down and fanning themselves. And I didn't know what they was talking about at first because you know it's 34th Street. Who knows me?
Right.
So I'm just walking, and I'm like, you know. I'm like, what is this girl screaming for? I'm like, all right. And then she, oh, my God, Kels. And then she said my name, and I just bust out laughing. And then she's like, oh, you know, you're so beautiful. Oh, my God, you look the same way you look in your pictures, you know, going on and on and on.
Right,
and my
right.
sister just looked like, hello? And I'm like, because she never experienced that, you know. Like, my family
right.
knows that I go off and do these shows and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think they know the extent.
Right.
That it's that, you know, how far it's gotten since I've been
right.
doing, you know, they know me in Miami make these videos, but they don't know the details
yeah, like
of how intense things are. They don't know,
TV.
Yeah, like they don't know, like it's like, oh yeah, like my grandmother, yeah, you know, my granddaughter goes and does shows. She doesn't know what it's like she doesn't
right,
know
right.
what it's like how extreme.
Best. I think that's best, though. I think that's best.
Yeah, it is best. She don't need all of, you know, all the details. She don't need to know
right.
about the strap and all that. She don't need to know about all that.
Right,
but, yeah, my sister, you know, she was just, like, in shock. And she was just, like, looking at the girl, looking at me, looking at the girl, looking at me, looking at the girl. And, you know, I gave the girl a hug and all that, you know, and we
right.
was talking. And, you know, and she's still fanning herself and stuff. And we walked
right.
up and she was going hard for you. I was like, well.
That's what they
you know.
Do.
Like, you know, that was, you know, one of my fans, one of my supporters.
Right.
I'm like, your sister is a little bit famous, just a little bit, little tiny, tiny
just a
bit, little tiny bit.
I say a lot bit.
I'm like, not majorly, but, you know, the slight,
right.
slight, like the smallest amount, that's what I am, the smallest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right,
I mean,
I guess.
Have you ever thought about, like, how to handle that? Like, because your daughter, she doesn't know what you do, right?
No. No.
Yeah.
I mean, she knows that I go and do shows and I do dancing. Like,
quite,
you know, every
like
now
how
and then.
Is with her kids and stuff, right?
Yeah, probably,
like
you know.
Okay.
But I got a whole bunch of props that I got to hide, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, every now and then, every now and then you'll get a little slip up and like, you know,
mm-hmm.
she'll see a spatula in my suitcase and it's like, "Mom." "Mom, what's the spatula for, Mom?" I'm like, oh, I need it for my show. Oh, what are you doing in the show? Oh, you know, I'm gonna act like I'm making pancakes or something. And she'll just be like, oh, okay. You know,
right.
you gotta think on your toes. You gotta think on your toes.
Exactly.
You know, every now and then I gotta yell, you know, get out of that suitcase, because you know she'll be, you know, kids are curious. And
yeah.
you know, she just, oh, it's just mom stuff, so she'll be in there. And she'll
right.
just see certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing crazy, but, you know, just things.
Well, that's good.
That's like, why is that in there? Why is that spoon in your suitcase?
Mom, why do you have the peanut butter in your bag?
Yeah, why do you have peanut butter and jelly in your suitcase, Mom?
Just with the air passes, Mom.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You know, stuff like that. It's like, what's
right.
that for, Mom? Why are you taking an airbed, Mom? I thought you said, you know, that you stay in the hotel room. What's the bed for? Oh, well, you know. You know, you got to think on your toes.
And then, you know. It's like, she's like a little mini me, so I can imagine,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She comes with the same stuff that you do.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like,
I mean,
you know, you come up with quick answers and, you know.
Right.
You smooth it over.
I always wondered, like, how y'all handle that, you know, like, because right now she's, you know, she's not a teenager or anything.
Yeah,
like
I
that,
mean,
but
the most, if you want to talk about it, the most awkward thing that she finds of mine is my toothbrushes, my Oral-B's, because, you know.
Without the heads on it.
Yeah, and, you know, she'll just come to me, oh, Mom, here's your toothbrush, you know, I don't know where. You know, I don't know where the head part is, but, you know, I found this in your bed, Mom. Oh, God. Yeah, 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 thanks. Put it on the dresser. Yeah, so that's always awkward, but, you know, hey.
Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, just, I appreciate you sharing, like, pictures and stuff of her, because she is beautiful. That is your little mini me. It's amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I definitely will be at Pride, so I'll be seeing y'all in Miami. You and Miami,
yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I look forward to seeing you at She Pride, too.
Yes, yes, definitely. Looking forward to that.
Definitely.
I've never been to Richmond, so that'll be fun. I always go to the other side. I'm always in Hampton or VA Beach. Nope, never been to Richmond.
Side note, who do you know in Hampton? Like, that's where I'm from. What you know about
Hampton? I got family out there. I got family in Hampton.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know where Marcella Road is? That's where my family lives. Yeah.
Because, like, I graduated from Bethel High School. Don't tell nobody. Long time ago.
Oh, okay. I ain't going to tell nobody.
Yeah, way, way, way back then. Oh, shit, let me find. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm taking up the time. But anyway. I'm going to let y'all go. I appreciate you getting on the phone and talking. And
no problem.
I will see all y'all in August. And, Kels, I'll see you next month.
Yes, you will.
Y'all have a good night.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Well, Kels, I want to thank you for coming out to She's On Radio. I definitely don't want this thing to hang up on us because it's definitely about to.
Yeah, and that's ugly. When that happens.
Yeah, that would be ugly, yeah. It was definitely fun talking to you.
No problem.
I admire you for everything you do.
Thank you.
And I
want to
give
you
a chance, too. So
yay! All right. I'm giving you a dap through the phone, dap through the phone.
Dap
right.
Through the phone. All right. All right.
Yes, sir.
But definitely, before we go, you know, there's a lot of people on the phone right now that definitely would like to know how they can get in contact with you as far as booking you. So go ahead and give them that.
Run it down. You could email bookkels@gmail.com, just as it sounds, bookandkels@gmail.com. You can hit me on Twitter, at Way To See My Strap. Same as the YouTube channel, Way To See My Strap, same spelling. I got two Facebook pages. One is under King Kels. That one is maxed. You can hit up the other one, Wait Till You See My Strap Kels. It's spelled WaitTuCMyStrap Kels. And that's about it. I don't have, I got MySpace though, but nobody uses that. I got Downlink, nobody uses that. So, yeah, basically Facebook and Twitter, that's where I live at. So you want to talk to me directly, that's where I'm at. And, yeah, so you could keep in touch with all of the shows that I'll, you know, all the locations for the shows I'll be at and all that. I tweet everything, all my whereabouts and all that. So just follow me.
All right. Teddy, you got anything else to say before we head out?
It was nice talking to you, and I can't wait to meet you in August.
Yes, absolutely. She Pride, August 4th. Make sure y'all out there. If you're anywhere close to Richmond, VA, that's where I'm going to be, August 4th. We're going all the way down. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
We definitely can't wait to see you. You know,
yes.
Again, thank you for coming out and supporting She's On Radio.
No problem.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it. It was a pleasure.
Definitely was. Ladies, I check in tomorrow to
tomorrow's show will definitely have the cast of Between Women. So y'all definitely check that out tomorrow. Thank y'all for the support. And again, y'all ladies have a nice night.
Good night.